Well, the tab for disaster recovery has reached new heights following a wild year, which saw the loss of some 700 homes to the volcano and damage to infrastructure across the state. HPR's Kuvehi Irishi spent some time on the Big Island, and she has more on the recovery effort. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So we've been continuing to hear from folks who have had their experience with FEMA and aid. And one interesting story and very uniquely Puna set up was this eco-village. So this group of about two dozen individuals who decided to kind of go in it together and purchase land together. So they have about 105 acres and they all have 5 acres each. But the way that it was set up was set up like a limited liability corporation. And so when they went in for FEMA aid, FEMA had said, no, you're a business technically. We can't help you. So this is a very unique situation, but interesting because some folks received rental assistance. And this one individual that we spoke to, Mariana Toronto, she actually got the max check for her home, which she did lose on account of the lava. So she got the $34,000 check. And this is sort of her reaction to what happened next.
They cut me a check, and 2 weeks later, you know, because I went in, I told them what the situation was, that nobody else was getting funding. And so then they realized it was a mistake, and so they took it right back. And unfortunately, they're sending letters to people who received rental assistance from our HUI, telling us that we shouldn't even have received the rental assistance. And so I think FEMA has asked several of them to, you know, pay it back.
So that recoupment process, she was lucky she didn't try to spend that money immediately. You know, she knew she wasn't sure what the rest of her HUI members were receiving, if they were getting checks, but she was the only one to get that initial check. And in speaking to FEMA, you know, they said, this is normal. There are instances where they try to encourage folks to just sign up for the aid, no matter what. If you can't get to your home, just try it anyway, just so you have some money until you have access to your home. So we do know there are folks who have been cut off from, you know, getting to their home to see if it actually was damaged. So in those instances, FEMA will contact them later saying, okay, no, your home is still up. You need to pay that back. But in looking at the number of applicants or applications that FEMA took in, so they got about almost 3,000 applications, and only about a third of that was actually approved. So two-thirds were denied. It was interesting. So about $11.7 million was dished out by FEMA specifically for individual and household assistance, right? So these are folks looking for rental assistance or looking to get the max on the worth of their home so they can relocate, and that's that $34,000. So in speaking to Michael Kern, he's the voluntary agency liaison for that individual assistance division with FEMA. He says there are a number of reasons why these applications are denied.
One of the most common reasons why an applicant would be ineligible for FEMA individual assistance is when the inspector gets there and looks at the home, they would determine that it's insufficient damage to the property. Maybe some of the damage or misrepair you see is from, you know, deferred maintenance or non-disaster related causes. And sometimes folks have a hard time, again, just with the documentation to prove that they actually lived at that residence at the time of the disaster. And that's to prevent, again, you know, fraud and other things.
So that documentation was interesting because in instances in Pune, we know a lot of folks do not pay for water. They don't have utility bills for certain things because they live off the grid. So it's not having that sort of documentation, which is already part of the living routine out there, that was making it hard for some folks to actually receive assistance. FEMA has said that this year they were quick to dish out that individual assistance, but that the reimbursements to county, which right now are estimated to be about $154 million, that was a little slower. So they've only dished out about $9.7 million, meaning FEMA has already reimbursed the county for about $9.7 million, but they do anticipate $154 million, and this is something that FEMA and HYEMA are both seeing, these increases in cost on account of the increases in disaster activity that they're seeing. So Tom Travis, ahead of HYEMA here, has said that the cost, the single cost of last year's disasters for Haima will be more than what they've dished out since 1992. So 26 years worth of disaster aid in 1 year is essentially what they're saying. Yeah, and FEMA's seeing the same thing. So this is Bob Troy, the Federal Disaster Recovery Coordinator for FEMA's Region 9, talking about that increase in activity.
Yeah, there are currently projections that FEMA will spend more money on disaster activity in the past 2 years than in the previous 38 years combined. And whether it plays out exactly along those lines or not, if that turns out to be totally accurate, the increase in disaster activity and the cost associated with it are significant.
FEMA, he was saying that, you know, these things take time. I guess last year, FEMA just closed out their repair and recovery work for the 1994 Northridge earthquake in California, and that they're still working on Sandy recovery with New York and in Louisiana with storms. So they don't anticipate to be leaving in terms of recovery work for the Big Island for a lot of years to come.
Right, and I know when we had talked to Tom Travis of Haima that he had said that they were going to put in for money in the budget because they needed support staff to help process a lot of these requests that were coming in.
Exactly. So increased need for staffing, but also just for looking, I guess, managing this long-term recovery, because it is going to take time, right, to make sure everyone gets their ducks in order. But we've got about $1.7 million grant recently the County of Hawaii received to sort of look at the long-term disaster case management. So this will be essentially for folks who have not yet received aid or who haven't been able to receive aid under certain circumstances, like the folks in this Eco Village or LLC in Puna. This money will help fund case managers that can help connect them with those resources and try to figure out their individual circumstances.
I see.
Forward.
So they might still be eligible for some help, just not FEMA's.
Right. Under the Small Business Administration loans or just other venues, but the case managers that will be coming on. And it's up to the county to figure out how they want to use this $1.7 million. But that will be used for sort of making sure those folks that have not yet received assistance have that support.
Did you talk to anybody about any of the money that the state lawmakers approved?
Yeah. The county was, of course, very happy with the money that they're getting, because a lot of it goes to reimburse them for expenses that they have already sort of used. But in terms of individuals, I think for the folks who haven't received any aid, they're just frustrated with the process and not necessarily blaming anyone in particular. But I think as more of this money and sort of looking at folks who haven't received aid, I think as that goes on, you'll probably see more happy faces.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much. That was HPR's Kuuwe Hiraishi. You can read her reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.